Welcome to a Search Manufacturing ERP.com podcast. I am Hannah Smaltry. Today, we are asking this tough question. Is RFID really worth the time, cost, and effort, especially for manufacturers, especially in these increasingly resource-strapped times? Well, to discuss this, we called up Roy C. Wildeman, a senior analyst with Forrester Research. Roy serves business process and applications professionals, focusing on the concepts, techniques, and tools that enable high-performance design and manufacturing. Thank you so much for joining us today, Roy Wildeman.
Thanks for having me, Hannah.
Now, let's set a baseline for this discussion about whether RFID is worth the time, cost, or effort. Can you give us an idea of how manufacturers are using RFID these days, perhaps just briefly some of the most common use cases you're seeing?
Sure. So, broadly speaking, Forrester sees the market for RFID and other sensor technologies to be fueled by really four process areas, all of which I see holding significant potential for manufacturers. Now, the first case is industrial maintenance and automation, where companies can combine RFID with data from sensors to continuously monitor, say, key production assets, such as pumps, turbines, generators, and a power plant, say, to promote more proactive maintenance and increase equipment uptime. The second case we see is RFID being used for internal asset tracking, something which is increasingly popular in automotive and healthcare, other industries as well, to allow companies to track equipment or items that are both expensive and mobile within the four walls of a facility. You know, things such as panel containers on an auto assembly line or even wheelchairs within a hospital. Third, RFID-driven supply chains are allowing the real-time visibility to the status and location of inventory between trading partners. You know, this is an application that answers questions like, where are my goods, where have they been, and have they been tampered with? Fourth, RFID for physical security and control, such as ensuring all employees are accounted for in the event of a plant evacuation or another emergency, is a real emerging area of adoption, as you can imagine, within industrial environments.
Good. And in those scenarios that you just described, what is a typical project timeline and cost? I know that's a really hard question to answer and hard to estimate without a specific project in mind, but can you give us just a general idea of how much these things cost to do?
Well, as you say, the timelines and costs really vary terrifically, depending on really where you are today, the type of process improvement you're trying to tackle, etc. It might be helpful if we look at just two of the cases I mentioned, active RFID for asset tracking and passive RFID for supply chain visibility, to illustrate just some of the high-level differences in the economics you see. An active RFID tag can cost, say, $70 per tag, whereas a passive UHF tag may cost as little as 10 cents to 15 cents per tag, depending on the purchasing volumes and so forth. So if I take the case of active RFID for tracking, say, a few thousand containers used to replenish production line side inventory, say, in an assembly plant, the capital costs, so these are the costs such as the software licensing for both the middleware and the tracking application software, potential network upgrades, the implementation labor, the software development, the testing, the retesting, the training, et cetera, all that can raise your first year costs upwards of about $1 million for a few thousand containers. The ongoing costs, such as purchasing tags, the lost time for commissioning the tags, supporting the system, replacing tag batteries, software maintenance, et cetera, is about a half that. So on an ongoing basis in that deployment, I just outlined, the ongoing expense costs are about $500,000, but significantly are incurred every year going forward. Now, if I juxtapose that for a second, in the case of using passive RFID tags for supply chain visibility, say, the upfront cost can be in the low single millions, depending on the level of systems integrations, the equipment installation, commissioning, the software and the server costs, et cetera. However, the ongoing costs, particularly for manufacturers fronting the tag costs for use by downstream operations or trading partners, can be quite significant. It can range between six and eight figures, depending largely on the tagging volume and the level of granularity being sought. i.e. containers down to pallets down to actual item, individual item level tagging. So, I would say to your second part about timeline, in both cases, manufacturers we've talked to generally budget about a full year for planning, piloting, and implementing RFID technology across, you know, a few key sites or operational areas. I think rolling out the technology to additional sites, certainly company-wide deployments, or increasing the scope of the process support being targeted can obviously increase the deployment time beyond that. But a year is a good nominal amount.
All right. So given that kind of cost and time investment, even at a minimum you're talking about, let's pose that big question. Is RFID worth the time, cost, and effort?
Well, that is, as you say, the big question. Our analysis, and again, let's take these two common use cases for a second. For asset tracking, right? You know, we've done the numbers, and we think this has a pretty solid ROI. Interesting, despite the high costs, high tag costs, and sort of the widespread availability of alternative existing approaches like barcoding or manual processing. You know, this is especially true if the assets are mission critical, in combination, with your auditing or your controls activities today being sort of infrequent or at a lower level of maturity. Because in this kind of scenario, operations staff tends to be spending a lot of time searching for assets when they need to use them. And technology like RFID can be really justified purely on eliminating this kind of waste. And then there are other improvements like higher utilization, reductions in the number of lost or stolen assets that are sort of icing on the cake, if you will. I think RFID for supply chain visibility is a much tougher thing to call, in that many of the benefits really hinge on the level of systems integration and the collaboration a manufacturer and distributor and or retailer have to be committed to and to partner on. For example, without the kind of partnership I'm talking about, gains from things like shipping errors and claims can be minimal. It certainly gains from improving your recall process, your inventory expiration control, your stockouts, and your overall inventory and efficiency will be very minimal, if not zero. So this reality makes the ROI a bit riskier and also introduces the very significant challenge, an additional challenge that occurs between manufacturers and distributors, say, on exactly what kind of data is to be shared, who has access to it, and who will pay for what. So when you're talking about visibility across the supply chain, particularly item level or very granular level visibility, our analysis shows the investment without significant process collaboration and alongside very significant systems integration is not likely to produce a return on investment, at least not at today's prices.
Okay, in those cases where it might be worth it, is it even something that organizations should prioritize in the face of these sort of economic challenges, shall we say, that we're facing these days? Like in those times when it could, in other environments, definitely be worth it, is it something to prioritize now?
I think so. I think the advice still stands, especially in an environment where steady, traditional continuous improvement approaches may not be enough, right, to reduce operating costs to the point where the business is still solvent and operating profits are protected. Whereas an investment disruptive technology, so to speak, like RFID, holds the potential for more radical or step change improvement. I think one of the other truisms of RFID is that companies oftentimes extend the technology to sort of new and unexpected areas once they've completed a first few projects. They go down the learning curve. They see the improvements that are possible when you have reliable real-time data into things like operating cycle times, bottleneck processes, et cetera. So in this sense, I think investing in RFID today allows companies to not only tackle immediate cost reduction needs, but in some sense positions them for longer-term improvement capabilities and competitiveness that sort of transcend business cycles. Of course, I should say the cost and performance of RFID technology continues to come down too, right? So year by year, companies really need to periodically evaluate their business case, right, to avoid missing out on any emerging opportunities as costs come down.
All right, so if RFID does sound like something that would help our listeners' manufacturing organizations, this is another big question, but briefly, what should they do next to start to vet this idea or get internal support and build a business case for RFID?
Well, you know, I'm a big proponent of collaboration and learning through through news forums, through discussion channels such as this one. And in fact, in our analysis, we recognize that almost every company goes through that process. You know, we recognize that initial planning is a very significant first phase for many RFID projects. So firms investing in this technology for the first time will need to budget upfront time and resources to understand the technology, to go through that research, and to ultimately corral stakeholders to justify the initiative. I think also, while not strictly necessary, many manufacturers conduct a pilot on a single production line or operations area to help understand the physics of RFID in their own operating environment. To sort of prove tag readability. And as I say, that also helps to corral all the myriad stakeholders as part of the initial planning stage that everyone's on the same page.
Good. And now, can you offer any other final advice or recommend any other resources for listeners who might want to go further and learn even more about this topic?
Well, I think there are a few important points I'd just like to finish on. First, I would say for those firms who are struggling to know where to get started, prioritizing your project or your product groups by expected ROI can really help to clarify your goals. And again, it's one of these lenses that really helps to align stakeholders. Secondly, I would say don't overestimate the benefits. Stay conservative and realistic. And then, you know, to this point, I would also say make sure you establish clear and definable metrics that sort of chart and measure costs and benefits over time. And my last point would be around companies being very clear, especially clear and vigilant with their systems integrations, as this is really a key area of both your project costs and your project risks for many teams deploying RFID for the first time.
Thank you so much for your insight today. Roy Wildeman, Senior Analyst with Forrester Research.
Thank you, Hannah.
To learn more about Roy and Forrester Research, visit Forrester.com. And you can access free Forrester Research on the download page for this podcast on SearchManufacturingERP.com. And to learn more about manufacturing ERP trends, please continue to turn to SearchManufacturingERP.com. You can pose your own question to our panel of experts via our Ask the Expert section and browse our many articles, advice, and resources. You have been listening to an exclusive Search Manufacturing ERP.com podcast. Thank you for listening and have a great day.